Red button.
That's going. We're recording. We're doing a podcast. We're doing a vlog cast. Do you still call it a podcast when it's on video? Pretty much. We don't know exactly what we're doing, but
it's the video version.
That's happening. This is happening. And ladies and gentlemen, surf fans, skate fans, snow fans, nerds, news fans. This is the Monday Mass.
It's hard to keep track of all of our fans.
I know. But we can't identify our fans if you're wearing one of these.
Yeah, we just
is a brand new shirt.
We just got these new shirts. If you're solely relying on your ear holes to ingest this podcast, they are shirts that say "Listen to Monday Mass" in a semi Black Sabbath-ish font.
So this shirt
has been changed 30%, so we don't have to.
We're not getting sued. This harkens back to the heyday of the San Diego surf industry, a company called Bandwagon. You remember this? Bandwagon?
Sure.
Bandwagon made shirts that said, "Listen to Black Sabbath." They made that, right?
I'm listening to your story.
That's my story. Bandwagon was this rad small company.
But then everyone had those shirts.
Yeah, everyone had the shirt. Bandwagon was awesome. If you know, you know. That's what you'd say when you are trying to act cool but not be super passive aggressive.
Subtle flex.
But you don't really know exactly what you're talking about, so you protect yourself by saying, if you know, you know.
Subtle.
Now you know.
Subtly flexing on them.
Hey, this podcast is presented by some great people, starting with Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel, at Beneath Apparel. Use the code MASS20.
And 20% is just whoosh, it's gone.
It's gone off the final price. So you're on the team. Nanocraft CBD. I'm trying to do it fast like you do.
You're already
trying to make you happy.
Already mucking up the gears.
You added to my first Nanocraft CBD at Nanocraft CBD. Judging by what's happening in the world right now, we could all use a little bit of anxiety relief and muscular relief, correct?
Right.
Because your shoulders hurt.
Just one. We'll get into that later in muscle news.
Okay, muscle news brought to you by Nanocraft CBD. Use the code MASS20 at checkout. Bubs Naturals. Collagen, MCT brain oil. We're so smart. We're so flexible. Our bones are so strong. And that is a big thank you to Bubs Naturals. And at Bubs Naturals, use that code MASS20. Try it. Tell us what you think. You will be living a better life.
See if it works.
It works. I promise it works. Hanson Surfboards. At Hanson Surfboards. We've got a code there too. MASS10.
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 Just to keep it switched up a little
bit. We want you to feel sponsored by Hanson Surfboards, but really what you're doing is supporting an awesome shop and your favorite action sports podcast. So use the code MASS10. Panic and Coffee and Tea, you are already done with yours.
Just finished mine. Just had some.
You had some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Panikin has new hoodies.
I got one.
And loose towels.
Yep.
And all the coffee you can drink.
It's not hot just coffee. Cold. It's accessories and to tea. Caffeinate your life. What? Trademark?
Chemistry Surfboards at Chemistry Surfboards. Support your local surfboard shaper. Make sure your surfboard shaper also
surfboard shaper?
Surfs, right?
Yep.
You got to have a surfboard shaper that surfs.
New Greens. At New Greens. Delicious.
We got a code.
MASS20.
MASS20.
And you need that too.
Drink your vegetables.
Drink your vegetables because God knows you might have to get 35 booster shots. You might as well give yourself the natural booster shot.
Well,
of
now we're going to get vegetables. One of those warnings on the bottom of it.
No. I'm not even saying what kind of booster shot you have to get.
Tetanus.
Yep.
Have you stepped on a nail recently?
But you know what?
You know what?
Sidebar, tetanus talk.
Oh, time out, sponsorship.
Go ahead. This is tetanus talk.
Tetanus talk.
Did you know that if you don't really get tetanus from the rust on a nail?
What is it from?
Fecal matter.
On the nail.
That is how you get tetanus. It is not from rusty nails.
Where are these nails going? What are construction workers doing that I don't know about?
It's just like, you know, if you're like in a cow pasture and there's like an old fence and it's like, you know, cows are pooping and the water's running through and it's on the nails and the nails get rusty with poop. So rusted poop gives you tetanus.
Right. Wow.
Lockjaw.
And he's done his research. This guy's been on Facebook all morning looking up his research on tetanus.
That was tetanus talk.
Tetanus talk. Also, we have Adventure.io. It's time. You know what? It's time to go on an adventure at Adventure.io. Todd and I are
going to go on the fucking adventure right now because we don't know what's going to happen in October.
You don't have to scream.
Or September.
About adventures, but I know you're passionate about it and I can appreciate it.
Did I just blow out the levels?
Todd's talking into the red.
You need to be able to anticipate.
I don't know what you're going to yell about.
Oh, I don't know.
There. Fine. Turned you down a little bit. All right. Take that. Those are our sponsors, guys. At Adventure.io, Todd and I are going to turn on some dates for some adventures and really just see what happens when people pay to hang out with us and we feel awkward, yet we show them a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay to hang out with you.
Sure, I know.
Bring it. Surf News brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. Todd, guess what tonight is? Tonight and tomorrow.
Ultimate,
I should say.
Surfer starts tonight.
Ultimate Surfer on ABC.
So if you're looking for a train wreck to watch, go ahead and tune in.
Well, that's negative.
It's just the truth.
Well, it's not for you.
I think a lot of people will watch.
I'm going to watch.
To see the train derail and tumble down the side of the hill into the ravine.
I have been a staunch defender of the Ultimate Surfer, but with each trailer that comes out, I get a little bit more concerned. On the flip, but I know I will be entertained. You will be entertained. Have you ever watched The Bachelor?
Yeah, no.
Bachelor in Paradise?
Actually, I used to watch Temptation Island.
Yes, yeah. I've been tempted to watch.
I'm not like a reality dude. Like, I remember I watched, what was the one surf show that kind of happened? The Surfer Girls. Remember that? It was on MTV.
Yes.
It was like the...
That was in the late 90s?
Maybe. Early 2000s. Like a search for the next Roxy...
Yes, I remember this.
And then
there was
the North Shore.
The North Shore.
Which was like Sonny Garcia and a bunch of people picked to live in a house and beat the shit out of each other.
I have the best story from that.
Okay, well.
Reality show.
Okay, why don't you tell it now?
Okay. Back in the day, I used to mess around with cannabis, ganja, on the North Shore in my mid-20s. And I was... Well, I was hammered, too. I was messing around with alcohol as well. I was blown. I was hammered, wasted on the North Shore.
Blown.
And I went into the North Shore house with a couple friends who were on the show. And I didn't really know that the show was happening. And so at the time, this is late 90s, early 2000s-ish.
Boost Mobile peak.
Yeah, people used to do these things called mole hits, where it was like weed and tobacco. And I'm not proud of this, but everybody makes mistakes, and I tried one. And as I'm smoking this thing, this contraption, I look up, and there's four cameramen up on this catwalk, and they go, whoosh, and they put the cameras on me as I'm smoking this horrible illicit substance.
But it's not anymore.
It's just pot. Yeah, then. It's legal now. Yeah. But back then it was. And I immediately got paranoid. And I ran out of the house, and I jumped onto the beach. And as soon as I landed on the beach, I'm like, oh, I'm safe. And then I looked up, and the security guard comes running out after me, thinking that I was, like, breaking in or something. Picked me up, and all these lights go on. They're filming. Picked me up and threw me 8 feet into the sand. It was screaming at me. And then the guys from the house come. It was just, like, traumatic reality show experience.
So were you on the reality show?
No, thank God. But I remember, like, that was the one, like, Sonny slapped somebody, and that was kind of like a little bit grittier kind of reality show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they kind of showed real stuff. It was Danny Fuller.
Yep.
Sonny Garcia.
Veronica Kay. Who's the other, not Jody, the other woman surfer?
Kate Scarrett?
Nope. Wasn't Kate Scarrett.
Not Rochelle Ballard.
No, somebody else that was in there, kind of like a B-tier woman's pro of that time.
Hmm. I don't know.
But at any rate,
we've lost a lot of people. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't condone mole
anyway,
by the way.
The Ultimate Surfer starts tonight, and the commercials so far that I've seen are like, let's play Spin the Bottle.
You know what? I got to the bottom of that.
What?
I don't think a lot of people lasted the end of that trailer, but the Spin the Bottle concept is not a... Spoiler alert. Were you excited to watch some French kissing go down? Because it's more of how they're picking teams. by using Spin the Bottle. So I'm sorry if I spoiled it for people. You might have already watched the show after listening to this show.
Yeah.
So if I did spoil it, I'm sorry. But here's the thing. If somebody, there's people out there.
Do you get voted off?
Tweeting. I don't think you just lose and you're gone.
So you lose a challenge and you're eliminated.
I mean, that's usually how these reality shows work.
Well, unless they're like the ones where like you lose and then you just are still on the show and you're just labeled the loser.
I think that's, I've never watched it, but Big Brother, I think they vote people off and on.
Okay.
American Idol, they vote. Yeah, whatever. So I've heard people saying, I'm going to quit surfing because of this.
Really?
And if you quit surfing because a reality show bummed you out, see you later. We don't need you in the water, right? If a reality show, or we talked about this during the Olympics.
Show me on the doll where the reality show hurt you. If
something out there in the world makes you quit surfing or want to quit surfing, you might be doing it wrong in the first place. And you don't have to watch Ultimate Surfer.
Right. We all need to unite against e-bikes.
No. E-bikes are awesome. I'm tired of that rhetoric.
Sprinter vans?
Who cares?
Sups?
When sprinter vans block all the spots in the parking lot. Foil boards?
What are we uniting against?
I'm super down for e-bikes. I love
rollerblades.
Oh my God, you're yelling again. People are going to send messages now. Why is Todd yelling?
Well, at least we'll have correspondence with people.
I don't know who's listening.
Anyway, so this show starts tonight on ABC.
So two nights. I think it's going back-to-back nights before Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, Bachelor in Paradise is where you put a bunch of people on an island and they hook up. And that's the show.
STD Island.
Yes. Not so with Ultimate Surfer, because we're friends with a bunch of these people on the show.
Is Joe Terpel the host?
Joe Terpel is one of the hosts. There's two other hosts. One of the guys is part of Bachelor Nation, I believe.
Mm.
But again, it's not for people who watch. Listen,
I have the ultimate surfer. The ultimate. Halfway through the season, just turns into Wipeout, and they don't know.
I think there's a lot of.
It just becomes Wipeout.
I think there's challenges like that because they show people paddling, mm-hmm. and I don't know. We're going to have to talk about it next week when we actually watch it because I think a lot of people are going to watch it.
So, do they film it on the North Shore and stuff? Like, where
no,
were
they? It's just at Surf Ranch.
Just at Surf Ranch?
During pandemic.
Really?
Yeah. Where did you think it was?
Like, all over.
No. No.
Just at Surf Ranch.
It's just at Surf Ranch, as far as I know.
Hmm.
But on The Bachelor, sometimes they go, all right, pack up your things. We're heading to Barbados. And everyone goes, ah. Maybe that'll happen.
All right, well.
I don't know much about it, to be honest.
I'm going
to
watch. It's not like I'm not going to watch.
I'm going to watch with an open mind, and it's not. I'm not going to let it upset me. Like I said, I'm friends with a lot of people in the show. I'm happy for them.
I come pre-upset at a lot of things.
You come equipped with anger. Pre-anger.
Right.
Todd, just put on some trunks, you know, get some wax and wax right here on your lip, on your upper lip. So when you're watching the show, you get that sweet smell of surf wax. You're in your trunks. It might put you in a better mood. It might get you more acclimated to what it's like to be a surfer.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe some chlorine, like fill a cup, the wax.
Fill a cup with chlorine.
Yeah. Don't drink it.
Fill a cup with chlorophyll.
So like we said, the Ultimate Surfer is on tonight and tomorrow on ABC. And I just wish they would have.
Chloroform.
They should have reached out.
Is it chloroform? It's chloroform is what the plants give. And then chlorine
is what you put in a pool.
Chloroform is. Hey, does this smell like chloroform?
I think that's chlorophyll.
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 I thought chloroform was just the stuff that like knocked you out. You put it in a rag.
That's chloroform.
That's what I'm talking about.
You say chlorophyll.
I said chloroform.
Okay. Yeah.
Does this smell like chloroform?
Don't know.
Go ahead. Moving on.
In serious surfing
news. My shoulder hurts.
The Rip Curl WSL Finals waiting period will run from September 9th to September 17th. This is a 9-day waiting period during prime season at Lower Trestles. Optimum conditions will dictate when a single day event is called on.
Five.
It's coming around the corner, dude.
Five people out. Just five dudes.
No, two.
No, I know, but like five total.
Five men, five women.
Right.
Ten.
10 people.
Yes.
One-day event.
One day.
Did you, I mean, it's too bad that they didn't have it this weekend, and actually this past week, because the surf was real good up there.
It was good. This weird wind, though.
Always weird wind.
You have good waves and good wind. It's hard at the same time. Usually you get good waves with shit wind, which makes the waves bad. I don't know. Maybe I'm being negative.
I mean, well, I'm excited for this.
I have an interview, actually.
With who?
Okay, so this was actually supposed to happen last week, but...
You have a phone call with someone?
No, this is my friend Derek Zeman from Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to Jamie O'Brien about the Red Bull Foam Wreckers event.
Oh, so we have a correspondent.
Yeah, we have a correspondent.
Okay.
And I'm going to do... during the Kelly Slater call interview, the audio on the video did not pick up that good, so I'm going to...
It's because you hear with Jamie,
at the top. J-O-B. This is Derek and Jamie O'Brien.
In San Clemente T Street, Red Bull Foam Wreckers went down, and Jamie was behind the whole thing. James, how was it? Tell us about it. What is Red Bull Foam Wreckers? Give us the details.
The event was insane. I mean, every kid that showed up was winning, whether they're digging holes on the beach, just for fun, to win GoPros, to getting to try an elite fleet of surfboards from Cat Surf, and just smiles, and just so good to see everybody out enjoying the sun and the shine and all of the above.
It was so much fun, and everyone had smiles on, whether they were competing or not. Tell us, you know, this is not a serious surf contest. It's for fun, and it's for everybody, and it's not your typical board. Like, the Cat Surf fleets were out there in full effect. They were so much fun. Tell us about how the contest runs, how it's not a serious contest.
Yeah, you know, basically what they're doing is just, you know, telling the world that, you know, surf contests aren't always serious, you know.
So you get the gist of what they're talking about, right?
Right.
That was Derek Zeman and Jamie O'Brien. They did an interview for us last week about Red Bull Foam Wreckers. I missed it.
In more current news.
Yeah.
More foamy current news.
Yes.
The Beacons Soft Top Classic went down this weekend.
Right.
And our man, Jimmy Kane.
Jimmy Kane. Back to back, right?
Won again. He's been training very hard for this event.
So the future of surfing
is foam.
Soft.
It's soft.
Cool. Thank you, Derek Zeman. There's actually going to be a lot of... Derek does events for Red Bull. And there's going to be some big events coming up, some surf movie premieres, some good time happenings right up.
Awesome.
Speaking of good time surf movies, I got a preview of the new Salty Crew surf movie. It's called Not Far From Here. A homie, James Tull, actually a former intern at Transworld Surf a long time ago.
Okay.
All the interns at Transworld Surf have gone on to do
great things.
Most of them. Some of them are losers still. But most of them have gone on to do great things. So Damien Hobgood, Matt Miola, Levi Slauson, Lucas Dursk, just to name a few. This is not your typical surf movie, because I would say 40% of it is also fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Spearfishing, hunting for fish, trolling.
Dock banter.
It's really well done and pretty entertaining.
I'll tell you right now that Damien Hobgood is one of the best dock bantering / jet ski drivers.
Okay.
In mediocre waves that I've ever been with.
You've been on a jet ski with Damien Hobgood?
Damien was my jet ski driver.
Yeah.
In Mexico last spring.
I just like that people are making full-length surf films, and they're not just following the typical surf film format. Salty Crew is a company that makes surf gear and fishing gear,
mm-hmm.
and most surfers that we know, besides us, and not because we're wimps,
so there's
they fish.
It's a full subgenre of surfing.
It's like men and women who are just
what tough. Are the other ones? There's like Salt Life.
Yeah.
Salty Crew.
Yeah.
Bloody Decks?
Bloody Decks.
And then I feel like there's another one.
Wicked Tuna. No, I don't know. I'm just talking.
Like, Hot Tuna?
Hot Tuna was not a fishing company. That was an 80s surf company that I loved.
Wicked Tuna.
Yeah, if you can check out the new Salty Crew film whenever it comes out. Fishing and surfing.
If you're starting, if you want to start a company, find a subgenre that you like.
Like surfing and flying kites. Mm-hmm. Not kiteboarding.
No.
Surfing and
chess.
Chess. That's what's up right there.
Intellectual surfers.
But I think if, you know, I think a lot of people do, they watch, they're going to go do an activity. They're going to go fishing. They're going to go golfing. They're going to go play ping pong. They're going to go boxing. They're going to watch videos to get themselves hyped up.
Nobody says, let's go boxing, by the way.
Some people box for fun.
Yeah, but people don't say, let's go boxing.
Let's go boxing today. I do not like boxing. I do not like getting hit, ever.
Would you ever do one of those charity boxing events?
No.
Have you ever been asked to?
No. Have you?
No, I don't think I would either. Actually, yes. I was asked to do one, but I just don't. I don't.
We're not fighters.
I'm not like down to get hit in the face, even with a padded glove.
Didn't Sean Palmer do a bunch of those?
He did. He fought Simon Woodstock.
Okay, yeah, that was a big.
That was at the trade show.
Yes,
it was a big deal.
Oh man, that was when trade shows were cool.
And Simon Woodstock like trained.
Yeah, they were.
He overwhelmed Sean Palmer.
He was big, yeah, he was buff in that
giant.
One.
Giant.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know who Simon Woodstock is, we can't help you. It would take too long.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone under 16 listens to this. I'm being generous. I think it's people between 30 and 39.
My daughter said that one of her teachers was like, "Oh, you're Todd's daughter. I listen to Monday Mass all the time."
She's like, "Oh God."
Yeah, that was the exact reaction.
Dad, don't say anything stupid.
Too late.
You never. I'm the one that usually has the midnight anxiety about what something we said on the podcast, but you never have the midnight anxiety, huh? Nope. I don't.
Do you really get midnight anxiety
about everything?
We haven't really.
We don't say controversial.
I don't think we've
things.
Said that like too many controversial.
We're not
things.
Negative.
Yes, we are.
We will be talking about soap shoes later on at Skate News, and that could.
We are.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
Because they're the best.
What else do we have?
Reckless Isolation. Documents a surf trip of a lifetime with five childhood friends that just happened to all be some of the best surfers currently surfing in the world. Kolohe Andino, Ian Crane, Griffin Colapinto, Luke Davis, Crosby Colapinto. What's up with it?
How is it?
Kolohe Andino actually made this movie along with Inherent Bummer and Red Bull. It's going to be rad. And get this. It's going to be coming to Red Bull TV soon, but it's also going on tour. I love to hear this.
I like
a surf film tour.
Look at this. And the traditional places that we like to see movies.
That's what's up. September 5th, it's going to be at Stance World Headquarters in San Clemente. But if you really want, no, and no offense to any of the other premieres, but the real premiere is going to be in Encinitas, California at La Paloma Theater. That's where you go to watch surf films.
It might be the last bastion of surf premiere culture.
I think you have...
That we would think about in the traditional sense of ASR, trade show, and all that stuff in the fall.
Yeah.
Do you still... Sidebar upon sidebar.
Double sidebar.
Do you still get, like, you know, when we start to roll into, like, the first week of September?
Yeah.
Do you still feel that, like... Remember how, like, it used to be that was just the week? Like, here we come. ASR is coming, and everyone's in town, and it's, like, the premiere week.
Yeah.
Do you still kind of feel that at all? Like...
No, you know, I would feel
like
that
everyone's
a little
in
bit.
Town. Like the contest is usually going on.
I think it's kind of like U.S. Open and now WSL Finals with these movie premieres kind of popping up. So I think the beginning of September is going to feel very surfy.
It always
and that's
I,
good. That's
I,
a good
I just,
thing.
I just miss that. I miss that whole thing.
There is, I mean, dads out there, moms out there, take your kids. These are two films that you can definitely take your kids to. There's nothing like being in a theater full of surf fans.
And you're gonna get free gear.
There's hoots and hollers, there's product tosses. There's all kinds of fun stuff happening at these surf films. And I'm very excited to see Reckless Isolation. And I know that Salty Crew premiered their film a couple weeks ago. And in more film news, this is kind of all like there's a bunch of surf films coming.
Well, it's surf season.
Dane Gadowskis just dropped a clip. So there's a difference, right? Surf film, surf clip. Dane's clip, 10 minutes, 6 to 8 minutes of gold. Mm-hmm. Him on a bunch of different boards. Rio Waida dropped a Quicksilver clip, kind of showing his upbringing in Bali and then showing him ripping. Rio Waida is going to be on the championship tour.
He's going to be nuts. And I've been, you know, obviously he's on Quick, so he's been kind of on the radar for a while. But
yeah,
it's really fun to. I think we've talked about this before on YouTube. There's the Surfers of Bali.
Yes,
and it's just like a guy who static films like Karamas, yeah, or you know
Padang,
Uluwatu, and just wherever. Sits there and films. And like there's little, you know, little captions that say who's going out in the water, and there's no like music. It's just you know, ambient sound,
right,
and people ripping these super fun looking waves.
That's
and
a great way to watch surfing.
One of the biggest standouts always is Rio.
Rio Waida.
Always ripping. Like Karamas, when Karamas is over like chest high, he's so flipping good.
So good.
He's very flicky, very nimble on his feet, that kid.
Yes. You put him along with Mateus Herde. Crosby Colapinto. These are a couple of names that you will definitely be seeing on the championship tour very soon.
It's crazy to think, like, you know, just Indonesia in general and, you know, Bali and, like, who's come out of Bali.
Yeah.
Like, it used to just be, like, Rizal was, like, the man. And then...
Batet. Tipi.
But it's, like, it's... You watch this footage. If you watch this YouTube channel, you start to see how many young kids are going to be blowing up out of Bali pretty soon. They're all psycho good.
If I'm a teenage surf protege or prodigy in California, I'm terrified right now because you're looking around the world and Australia.
They're all good.
Australia and America obviously have great surfers. There's still so many amazing surfers coming out of these areas.
Mm.
But now you're seeing places like Bali, Indonesia, you know, I would even put Portugal on there, even though they've already been more established. But these rising nations, Central and South America, mm-hmm. is starting to just stack these fields. So I'm the supremacy of USA, Brazil, Australia surfing is in danger.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Because whatever.
We love to see
Who cares?
An international contingent rise up. Excited. And then on the flip side of that, did you watch Gabriel Medina's free surf clip on his Instagram page?
No.
Oh my God. He's so good. And he's smiling and he's having a good time. And I don't know who's going to be able to beat him.
No, he's really good.
Ever. He's that good.
Yeah.
That's what I got for surf news. Other, you know, there's a big swell that everybody was talking about that was happening all everywhere.
I oversurfed my shoulder the other day. This is shoulder news.
This is shoulder news brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. So what happened?
We were talking this morning that you feel like your shoulder hurts too.
Yeah, I was trying to impress my kids by doing pull-ups.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. On a bad shoulder.
I surf like kind of Wednesday, I surfed a lot. And then Thursday, like I had surfed a ton for just the weeks coming up.
Yeah.
To that. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm kind of sore. I'll just surf through it. And then Friday morning I woke up and I couldn't even lift my arm.
Yeah.
I thought I like ripped something. But I was told, no, it is my bursa.
Right.
It's in, you know, because I guess the shoulder in here is like very tight. Like
yes.
There's a lot going on in a very tight area. So any inflammation will really screw up your shoulder.
Yeah. And you need a bursa certificate.
Yeah, your bursa certificate.
Oh, I have one more thing. This is an audio video cue.
I'll describe them. I'm super good at describing.
Okay, so...
It's a Vans shoebox.
A new collaboration, and this is surf news, so this is a surf collaboration.
He's opening the box.
I'm opening the box. These are brand new from our friend Jivas James. These are the brand new Vans.
These are white...
Octopus is real collaboration.
White Vans... Are they made of...
Damn, Daniel.
Are they made of traction pad?
They're not made of traction pad, but you can see they're white. They got this corduroy on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these are great for skateboarding per se, because there's not a lot of coverage right here, but they look cool.
They're
they
good
look
for
sharp.
Surfing. Like if you, you surf, surf, if you wanted those, to have a high top surf to surf in, these are probably like one of the better ones.
Yeah, so they did this cool collab, and this is a sticker. Vans always provide sticker. There you go. See, we have products on this show.
Octopus is real.
We have shirts, too. Did we mention that at the top of the show? Those are coming at you. $35 plus.
That's right. And 100% of the profits
and handling
of our shirts go to us.
Thank you. Yeah, because we work really hard on this show. Right?
Yeah.
That was surf news presented by
Skate News is brought to you by Beneath Apparel, BN3TH. If you strap it on
Did
to
I get
your
everything?
under... garments. You'll be stoked.
Thank you, Derek and Jamie O'Brien. We didn't play the whole interview, but we were stoked that they did it.
Hey, did you have a chance to watch the edit with the young guy from Brazil that doesn't have legs on?
I put that, look at it right here, Felipe Nunes.
Dude.
Felipe Nunes, new skate park. It's on Thrasher Magazine. It is
incredible. It's fucking bonkers.
I watched it with my kids, and they had no idea that this was happening in the world. And we were cheering. We were almost in tears. It is just, I mean, this guy is raw.
It's crazy.
He's not afraid of anything. He's badass. Felipe Nunes. He's pro for Birdhouse. You can buy his board. You should buy his board, probably.
I went over to Vert Alert Qualifiers over at Tony Hawk Incorporated last week.
Hold on a second.
What? Do we have a thing on that?
Yes. I'm going to preface your Vert Alert. Mm-hmm. So Tony Hawk, along with Vans and the Utah Sports Commission, will be hosting Salt Lake City Vert Alert on August 27th and 28th. It's part of a two-day skateboarding festival that includes the Street League Skateboarding SLS Championship Tour. So, Vert Alert is the first, not the first, but one of the only
one of the very few X Games had a Vert event.
Right. You got Vert Attack in Malmö, Sweden. You got Rumble in Ramona.
Which is more of a jam.
More of a jam. A couple jams happening, but this is just straight up Vert contest. Yep. Tell me, give me the state of Vert and what we can expect from Vert Alert.
Well, there's a, you know, I wouldn't say there. I mean, there's a lot of people that still skate a lot of Vert. A lot of people that pad up.
Other than Jimmy Wilkins.
Yeah, other than Jimmy Wilkins, I think that
he's the best.
You know, it's been one of those things that's kind of fallen by the wayside it's always there because all these park skaters are essentially skating Vert.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of the stuff they're doing. And it's just cool to see a back and forth, straight up Vert comp.
Right. Who are some of the people that got you fired up to sound the Vert Alert?
Got me fired up?
Yeah.
Obviously, Jimmy Wilkins.
Jimmy Wilkins.
Yeah. He is...
Jimmy tough to beat.
He is touched by an angel.
Yes.
The way that he...
Touched all over.
He skateboards crazy. You know who I'm really stoked on right now? Eddie Frenchy... Damastoy.
Okay.
He is insane, and he is on one, and he's just coming back from being hurt, and holy cow, dude, he is so...
Frenchy.
That's his nickname. Also, Pierre-Luc Ronchetti.
Yep.
Insane. I think he got second, and then this new kid, Reef Orlando, he's not like new, but he's like, you know, all the East Coast dudes are very familiar with him in Florida and up and down the Eastern Seaboard, but he is like this new, young... Long haired, does every flipping trick ever. He's got this weird kind of, it's very unique style. It kind of looks like 90s, or I should say like mid 80s Kevin Staub, Joe Johnson combined with like Dave LaRue meets I'm a Vert dog. These are old. Like, okay. He's just like
a throwback to the future.
Super precise. He got third. Those are that's your top three. They're going on to, there's other kids that are going to, you know, but it's rad. The state of vertical skateboarding is still the level is so freaking high now.
How about some of our friends and old faithfuls? Let's tell, you know, Shay Donovan from around here, Miller.
Shay missed the cut by one.
Oh, he was right. Cause he was ripping on Instagram.
He was skating really good.
What about Bucky Lasik and Elliot Sloan?
Maybe Elliot made the cut. I think, how many did they take? Eight?
I don't know. I wasn't there. You were there.
I think it's eight. I was too busy screaming.
Vert Alert is coming back. That's your Vert Alert.
But it's going to be rad, and I think there's going to be a Legends demo, too, where your Caballeros and your...
Tony Hawks.
Your Tony Hawks and your Christian Assoys, and probably your Bucky Lasics. No, no, Bucky has a race. Actually, I did talk to him about that. He has
he's
choosing rally.
Rally over radical.
And one other thing, you know, if you are a Vert nerd and you know, you want to get your fix and maybe you're not part of the Tony Hawk inner
mailing
circle,
list.
Apparently the skate park that's in Huntington Beach is opening back up again very soon.
Yes.
And they have that...
Grosso Vans.
Yeah, Grosso Vans mini vert is going to be sessioned again.
You've been
soon.
Looking for a mini vert ramp, haven't you?
That ramp is so fun. Bryce Wetstein's ramp here is kind of the same size, right? Sort of.
Will you pad up and do some tricks?
Yeah, I would love to go up there and skate with the boys.
All right, can't wait for the.
Tony's ramp is so freaking big, dude, and I know it's supposed
slick
to be like.
Too, huh?
No, apparently it's not slick at
it's
all.
It's not slick.
No, it's perfect.
I rode across it a couple weeks ago. It fell asleep.
But it's not like they. I can't believe they took Tony's ramp down because that ramp is completely made to be disassembled because it was made for Boom Boom Huck
right.
Jam
it's
or
in,
Hawk
it's in,
Tour or whatever.
It's in sections like the
right.
rectangles.
It's literally on its way to Salt Lake right now.
Oh, on a truck.
Yeah.
Wow. For Vert Alert, and we'll give you all the
next
results
weekend,
from
Vert
Alert
and Street League. We have
SLS.
We have friends that are commentating both of those things.
We're gonna have boots on the ground. In Salt Lake City, that's for sure. And speaking of boots on the ground,
wow,
it's great to see Soap Shoes making a comeback. Jenkin posted a really awesome video by Brandon Younger. He's got a Soap Shoe part in the video called Stained.
Wait, what?
Do you ever get on the Soap Shoe tip?
I think, well,
if you don't know what Soap Shoes are, I threw the shoes over there. They're shoes, and on the bottom, there's a plastic kind of
slider
cup.
Plate.
On both shoes, and you could jump up on rails and slide down.
Right. It has all the greatest parts of rollerblading.
The best part of a
except
shoe.
Except the wheels.
But he's also, you can skate on them and then jump off your skateboard onto the rail.
Do they make Heelys with the same thing?
Shh. That's a million-dollar idea.
I don't know. Anyway.
And you just let it out to all of our fans.
Soap shoes are bad?
Yeah. Speaking of shoes, Austin Gillette's now on Team Globe.
Wow.
Don't sleep on Team Globe. Mark Appleyard, Austin Gillette.
I wonder what they're going to look like. I wonder if Austin Gillette's Globes
David
are going to look
Gonzalez.
Like.
David Gonzalez. They're probably going to look great. What does Austin do that doesn't look good?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like it'd be hard pressed to. I don't feel like he's made any like dumb moves.
No, I'm backing it. I would love to see Globe make a big comeback. I was a fan. It was funny because I never really got into the shoes per se. But everything they did around the shoes, the videos.
Sick, right?
And, yeah. Maybe I'll get into these new Austin Gillette shoes.
Is Chet Thomas team manager?
No. No.
I saw Chet Thomas not very long ago.
He's a real estate guy, right?
Yeah, he's freaking awesome.
Crushing.
Chet's the shit.
Danny Way is on the 9 Club.
Yes.
You know that's going
to
be a good
that
episode.
That was today. I was kind of listening to the blurbs.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be
I think
a
it's going to be a really long,
yep.
long one.
Yeah, and you know we got to end skate news on a sad note. Oh no, I got a happy note for the end of skate news. The
okay,
sad
so we're gonna,
note
we're gonna
is
take you in the gutter and then bounce you back.
You know the dog Murdy that went down the
yes.
stairs, little black dog.
Yeah,
Beagle's best buddy passed away.
Oh
yeah. So you say something bad.
What am I gonna say? That's bad.
I don't know.
Oh, well, rest in peace, Murdy. Murdy the dog. What are you doing over there?
Okay, so
why did you have to? Why'd you grab that one?
Because
oh, we have two different shapes.
Okay, so we do have
whoa, we
a
have
couple
new skateboards.
Monday Mass skateboards. We have this one right here. This is these are sold. A couple of these, and they are autographed. One of them's for Becky Bubbs.
Sick.
And I forget who the other one's for. There's that.
But we have shape.
But look at this.
Look at that vert shape.
You got the. This is the Dr. Skateboard shovel nose. 8.5 mm-hmm. shovel nose, great concave. I think
that.
We have six of those made.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, where do we have merch?
Kind of looks like an old, like kind of like a.
It's a
like
good
a
shape.
Chris Miller shapey
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and if you want to, I got to plug Dr. Skateboards because they hooked us up with a really good price.
Freaking, look at that.
Dr. Skateboard Sales at Dr. Skateboard Sales. They got a PhD in skateboard sales. The one and only Mr. Rich Harris hooked these boards up. You can hit at doctor.skateboardsales.
I could picture and, a nice lean to tail on
yeah, that. Yeah, big old lean to tail on that thing. So we have a couple different shapes. DM us on Instagram. I don't know. Like, here's the problem is we get this stuff. We get shirts and hats.
And then we
and
do a super horrible
then,
job of getting rid of it.
Yeah, we just say like, oh, I don't know, it's $40 and we lose money. So we're not business people, but...
We'd like to be.
We just want people to have a good time. we just want to have a good time. It costs you money, and then it costs us money, and then it's fine. We haven't been talking about money too much on the podcast, right?
No, just thought. Well, you can just think about it tonight at about 2 a.m.
Okay.
Any other? Do we have any other skate news? I feel like I wrote some stuff down in my notes.
Oh my gosh, Todd wrote some stuff down.
I did, but we might have already talked about it.
He shows up in a bathrobe. He takes his bathrobe off by the door, and then he sits down and starts saying stuff.
Oh.
What?
Nope.
Slow week in snow news again.
No, it's not, Chris. The first snow of the season.
Wait, come on.
Happened.
No.
It did.
Where is it?
It did.
Snow report is brought to you by Bubs Naturals. What happened? Where?
In Colorado and in Wyoming over the passes, the very first snow of the season. People always talk about it. When is the first snow going to happen? Well, apparently it happened on August 22nd.
Snow freaking way. I can't believe it.
So here we go.
It's August still.
Yeah.
It's August 23rd. So it snowed yesterday?
Yeah. It happens.
Jeez. And to get you excited for snow season, Slush Video Magazine episode 3 is out now. Day in the Life with Jeremy Jones. Trollhagen trolls are included. Danimals.
Mm.
Bunch of stuff. Our friends at Slush do a really great job. Right?
It's the best.
Would you say that's the best snowboarding website / magazine out now?
Probably like the only
one. It's the only one, right. But that is still the best one, right? Yeah. It's right there.
Yep.
What other, do you have any other snow news?
I feel like Woodward at Copper like just stopped. Like people were snowboarding up until like a week ago there.
Any of them snowboarding in a Listen to Monday Mass t-shirt?
Not
yet, right?
Not
because
yet.
That just came out today.
Oh, here's some crazy snowboarding sponsorship news.
Hit me.
This is kind of a big one.
Let's do it.
Freaking Red Gerard is now on Quicksilver.
Really?
Yeah.
So would he get fined if he wore a Monday Mass shirt over like a Quicksilver
hoodie? No, you're cool. It's cool.
But Team Quicksilver coming up.
Going from like full Burton. What's the deal with
H to T, head to toe?
What's the deal with Burton gold medalists a year after they win the gold medal going and riding for other people?
Do snowboarders get big incentive checks if they win the Olympics or medal in the Olympics or get to the Olympics?
If it's negotiated into your contract, I'm sure there is a victory incentive in there that gives you
like
big bonuses.
If you win a gold medal, you get $1 million.
Maybe. But it's weird though, because you figure, okay, like so Shaun White wins gold.
Yes.
Then no longer is on Burton.
Right.
Chloe Kim wins gold. No longer on Burton. Then you've got Red Gerard, wins gold, no longer on Burton. Do you see a pattern?
Yes. Now that you laid it out like that, I'm feeling a pattern.
Why is that?
I don't know. Who's going to dominate the 2021-2022 snow season?
Japan. Mm-hmm.
In contest.
For half pipe in the U.S., I mean, they're still really, really good guys, but I feel like they're not as gnarly as the Japanese riders.
Right. Okay. When is the first snowboarding?
Probably first week of December begins the qualifying process for Beijing in February.
So, but flip side of that is USA women still dominate half pipe.
Yeah. If Chloe Kim decides that she wants to snowboard, then she is still way up on top.
And Maddie Mastro.
Maddie Mastro is really good. There's a lot, like the half pipe side of things, I don't want to say it's boring, but it's kind of boring right now.
There needs to be a shakeup.
There does kind
of
need to be a
shakeup. I think there should be a full pipe in every half pipe.
I think slope style is where things get really interesting because there's so many different people. And like on the women's side of things, the progression is crazy. The Japanese riders are getting so flipping good.
Yeah.
In that side of things too. Also in the men's side of things, there's just so many people. But
just display those better.
Yeah, that's snow news.
I have a question for you. This is a hypothetical snow news. So let's say, and I've seen it done before, I know it's very hard to carve snow into a full pipe, but if there was a super pipe.
They made one.
Listen. Mm. A super pipe down a hill.
Yep.
In the middle, a full pipe.
Yes. Could you loop
it? In theory, could somebody do an air.
Loop it.
Loop, come out of the loop, air.
Someone did loop one.
A full pipe.
A full pipe.
When?
A loop. Andrew Crawford.
A super pipe?
No, it wasn't a super pipe.
That's what I'm saying, though. Super pipe.
Well, when they built this thing at Mount Bachelor a long time ago for like a video project.
Yeah.
And when they were building it, the thing freaking collapsed and like...
That's what's hard about
and like buried someone under the snow.
Well, we don't want anyone to get injured. No. We just want to, I just like to you see just want to see
a, like a snow loop.
A snow loop in Superpipe. Okay. Any other snow news for you?
Nope.
Other than it snowed.
It did snow. That's,
that bodes well for next week's snow news.
All the snowboarders are now in Encinitas.
Yes. Welcome, snowboarders.
Everyone's here now.
Yes. Your favorite snowboarder is probably out surfing right now.
Right.
Snowboarders love to surf. And they skate, but they love to surf. Never ask a snowboarder how the waves are because they'll always say it's perfect. Hey, how are the waves? Insert snowboarder name. It's so good. It's perfect. And then you go look at it and you're like, God bless your heart. It's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been like that for 20 years.
Yeah, but
now.
Then I learned.
You still have Alzheimer's disease.
Nerd news is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Chris, there's some serious nerdism happening today.
Ultimate Surfer starts tonight.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Be positive about it.
It's back.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is back for season 11.
Wow.
October 2021.
What kind of crazy situations is Larry going to get himself into this time?
Larry David actually has been praised by half of the internet. Because he got into a yelling match with the Orange guy's former lawyer or something.
What's that guy's name?
Edelstein or something.
It was also like one of OJ's lawyers.
Yeah. Just one of these horrible lawyer type people. And not all lawyers are bad, obviously. But this guy is a bad guy.
Can you imagine walking up on that and being like, oh, they're not filming.
Yeah. You looking for the cameras? Love Larry David so much.
Get this. So apparently, this is spoiler alert.
Regarding what?
The new Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't want to have this shit spoiled.
Hit pause. Mute.
If you're still with us anyways.
Nobody
at this
is.
Point. So apparently a guy that was in charge of video rendering for the new trailer for this movie dropped it onto the internet, onto Instagram like yesterday.
Wait, dropped the whole movie?
No, dropped the trailer that's not supposed to be out yet. Because it has to be like, you know, color corrected and all that stuff before it comes out, you know.
Oh,
but
so
someone was
like
in the process
trailer.
And dropped like a lo-fi grainy. And apparently the new Spider-Man Coming Home or something shit like that features the guy who plays, what's his name? Hiddleston? Tom Hiddleston?
Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. Features Tobey Maguire and the other guy. All three Spider-Men are in it.
No way.
Powerball. Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
It's my favorite
kid.
What
is that? Who's that?
Why? Because apparently you're spinning around and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah.
That's all you do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never ever been on live television. I never ever be on live television.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the wall,
this is a classic, Todd.
I like turtles.
That's where the show's divulged to. We're just playing you stuff now.
We just play clips. Anyway.
Other nerd news. I'm caught up on all my shows. I'm ready for some new shows.
Did we talk about Ultimate Surfer?
Yeah, we talked about it a couple times.
No,
it's starting tonight.
I started talking about Better Call Saul. I'm like really into that.
Yeah,
now.
You mentioned that last week.
It's really good.
It's pretty good.
It's a freaking, like, season two. Like, season one's kind of a slog.
If you get through, that's what I've heard.
Season two, it, like, really picks up.
Yeah. We should just copy and paste the end of last week's show to this week's show and see if people notice.
Every week. No one notices.
All right. You want to get to questions? This doesn't have to be a marathon episode, by the way.
This can be tight.
Okay, let me see here who's got questions because we've got answers.
Okay, let me see.
Here's one. This is an old one that we missed from California Mud Motors.
Okay.
Would you rather paddle out with Nathan Florence at Puerto Escondido and if you don't get out, you get COVID? Or paddle out at Mavericks on a 20-foot day. If you don't make the drop, you get SARS. I don't want either one of those.
I don't want either one of those.
But I don't
want
to have to paddle out at Big Porto or Mavericks.
But aren't they both the same thing?
Big Porto and Big Mavericks?
No, SARS and COVID.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Jeez, we're getting so political about infectious diseases.
How is that even political?
I don't know.
I didn't say I wasn't taking the vaccine.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Did you?
Oh, my God. Warning label. Canceled. What do you know about Afghanistan? Sorry.
That's
hey,
bad.
Too soon.
Very bad.
Too soon.
Okay.
We don't do politics on this show. All right, I'm gonna paddle out at Puerto with Nathan because I think I could make it out, but I don't think I could actually turn and burn on a 20-foot day at Mavericks. So
how come?
Yeah.
How come we don't? You know, listen.
How come we don't listen? People, humanity. That's what Todd's question is. How come we don't listen?
I feel like this. I feel like I need to interject this. In
yeah.
Because we didn't talk about it, and I wanted to.
About what?
The milk crate challenge.
Oh, yeah, the Milk Crate Challenge.
Dude, what the fuck is happening with the Milk Crate Challenge?
It's going down. Literally, it's going down.
It's incredible.
I like it because you get to watch people eat shit, but they don't really get that hurt.
Dude, they get fucking hurt.
Yeah, but they don't... Okay, on Instagram today...
I feel like in some neighborhoods...
They're not dying.
50% of the ER is filled with COVID, and the other 50% is filled with Milk Crate Challenge victims.
But they're not getting injured. They're not getting any more injured than like a skateboarder or something. I went on Instagram today, and I saw two deaths accident.
From Milk Crate Challenge?
No, just like random.
Wait a minute. You faces a death style?
Like two
what do you mean?
Deaths. I saw a guy get shot.
What?
And
what feed is this?
There's one about Portland that's really gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta unfollow it because they just randomly showed somebody getting shot in the head today.
Is it Portland looks like shit?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Don't now. Everyone's gonna see it.
But that's just like everyone's been. I feel
it's so gnarly.
It is a gnarly Instagram.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah, it was unfortunate. I saw two deaths this morning.
And where was the other one?
A milk crate challenge. No. They didn't die, they got a gnarly one cheek sneak. Last week we were talking about fish getting sucked over the falls at Chopa.
Right. Do we have an answer to this?
Yeah, Henai Burlesque is our resident marine biologist.
Did she
longtime fan?
Okay. I'm dying for this answer.
Okay. This is more dealing with cells than aquatic life, but most fish can detect changes in the water that signal oncoming storms, so they'll swim elsewhere.
Mm.
So they don't think.
Oh, my God.
Not COVID related. We're going to get flagged.
Delta.
Okay, this is from Jed, PNW, Pacific Northwest. Okay. If you both had to move inland USA, where would you live? Not allowed to live on the coast.
Inland?
Inland USA.
Colorado.
Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go Colorado. Yeah.
They have really good skate
Colorado.
Parks.
Sounds nice. What else we got here? Are those all the questions we have?
That's it?
Huh.
Make one up.
What's up? You got a new comment.
What's up with your sniffles?
I don't know. Just. Oh, okay. There is a restaurant in Encinitas that has both Italian and Chinese food. Yeah.
Is there?
Let me go to Monday Mass Instagram.
Okay.
I'm just deteriorating right now. Chad Denena says he wants an XL t-shirt. We have t-shirts right here at Monday
right here.
Mass. Chad, that's 30
bucks
plus shipping.
Yeah. Or you can come and get it yourself and save us the shipping.
Yeah. Well, you've just witnessed me catch COVID.
Or
no, I have allergies.
These shirts come with complimentary COVID.
I only sneezed on that one.
Right.
In these decks. In the podcast.
The
so
new
if you're
decks,
listening to this, I've sneezed on you.
Coming
virtually.
This new skateboard is...
What do we charge for that?
I don't know. You're supposed to work this out. How much are skateboards? How much
they're expensive.
It comes with lovely John and...
That's all I know. I'm looking to get back to the top. If I'm able to do my best surfing...
The Ultimate Surfer is on tonight.
It comes with lovely John and Toski. Why don't you get them to sponsor the podcast? You've already plugged Ultimate Surfer like 55 times, dude.
Well, I plugged them and you de-plugged them, so now they're even. I would love Ultimate Surfer advertising
just for
on
like
this
a month.
Podcast. Come on.
Don't you know somebody there? Look, they need all the fucking help they can get.
It's an ABC thing. I don't know anybody at ABC. You know people at NBC.
Yeah.
I know people at TBS, Superstation.
All right. Anyways, these skateboards are cool. John Antosky art. Good shakes.
No top graphics. No. We didn't want to.
We didn't want
to. We don't have a top graphic.
We don't have a top. We would make one.
If you would ride one.
We have. Maybe next.
One, two, three, four, five, six of this shape. Two 8.5 popsicle sticks. All boards by Dr. Skateboards.
And sales. It's a freaking good board.
That's a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apologize about this week's podcast.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
You're unselling it.
Well, they're already this deep.
Right.
Maybe this is where we hide an Easter egg.
Okay, let's what?
Okay. If you've made it this deep in the podcast, and you can answer this question.
Okay.
It's a trivia question.
Okay, go.
Okay. What question is mm-hmm. what?
Answer in the comments below.
The question is, what is your home break?
No, people know that.
People know that.
It's easy.
Something harder?
Yeah.
Okay. What? What? Here's your question. Okay, here's your question. Name the town where Todd was born and raised.
Ooh, yeah.
Name the town where Todd was born and raised, and I'll give you a free hat. That's an Easter egg.
We'll throw in a shirt.
Whoever answers first. We're not throwing in a shirt.
Why? We have those other shirts over there.
Well, those are for sale.
Oh.
We'll give you 10% off a shirt and a free hat. Are you still listening?
There's
your Easter egg.
If you're still with us.
For the first person to tell me where Todd Richards born and raised.
Where do they tell you? DM us
on your internet.
Yeah, okay.
DM it
Jesus
to Monday Mass Christ. At Monday Mass. That's the podcast.
Anyone has any advice for a blown bursa, please hit us up as well.
Do you have your birth certificate out there? Todd needs help. That's it.
That's our podcast for this week. Join us again next week. And once again.
Hey, like and subscribe.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's fucking good.
Okay, so I got this dude, Taylor.